Good morning. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Today another reading from a Sand County Almanac by Aldo Leopold. This is the May chapter called Back from the Argentine, about the upland sandpiper, as it is mostly called today, but here Leopold calls it the upland plover. People familiar with them call them uppies with great love. I'll start with some thoughts of my own, and then I'll read the essay. I've only seen one in my lifetime, and a fleeting glimpse at that, but we do have opportunities to see and hear them in the saved and restored prairies of our southern two tiers of counties. This spring and summer, I hope you will visit the prairie enthusiast's Moundsview Prairie. Look at the prairie enthusiast's website for information about their prairies and directions to get to them. Leopold writes in the essay, "Whoever invented the word grace must have seen the wing folding of the plover." This resonated deeply with me, as I think one of the wonders of birds is the intricate, complex, yet simple way all birds fold their wings, unnoticed by most of us, yet such a beautiful, complete change in their shape. Leopold mentions this as the very picture of grace. I hope you notice it too. I hope to see an uppie fold its wings, and I will think of Leopold. Also, it should be mentioned that haying practices have changed much since this was written in the 1940s. Hay now is mowed very early in spring compared to the grassier hay that took longer to grow in earlier decades. Today's alfalfa grows quickly and is mowed now starting in May. This takes a toll on birds attracted to habitat of hay fields to build nests and raise their young. We need to support effort to keep lots of acres of grassland undisturbed for all prairie birds to thrive and grow safely. And now, Aldo Leopold, back from the Argentine. When dandelions have set the mark of May on Wisconsin pastures, it's time to listen for the final proof of spring. Sit down on a tussock, cock your ears at the sky, dial out the bedlam of meadowlarks and redwings, and soon you may hear it, the flight song of the upland plover, just now back from the Argentine. If your eyes are strong, you may search the sky and see him, wings a-quiver, circling among the woolly clouds. If your eyes are weak, don't try it. Just watch the fence posts. Soon a flash of silver will tell you on which post the plover has alighted and folded his long wings. Whoever invented the word grace must have seen the wing folding of the plover. There he sits. His whole being says it's your next move to absent yourself from his domain. The county records may allege that you own this pasture, but the plover airily rules out such trivial legalities. He has just flown 4,000 miles to reassert the title he got from the Indians, and until the young plovers are a-wing, this pasture is his, and none may trespass without his protest. Somewhere nearby, the hen plover is brooding the four large pointed eggs which will shortly hatch four precocial chicks. From the moment their down is dry, they scamper through the grass like mice on stilts, quite able to elude your clumsy efforts to catch them. At 30 days, the chicks are full grown. No other fowl develops with equal speed. By August, they have graduated from flying school, and on cool August nights, you can hear their whistled signals as they set wing for the pampas, to prove again the age-old unity of the Americas. Hemisphere solidarity is new among statesmen, but not among the feathered navies of the sky. The upland plover fits easily into the agricultural countryside. He follows the black and white buffalo, which now pasture his prairies, and finds them an acceptable substitute for brown ones. He nests in hay fields as well as pastures, but, unlike the clumsy pheasant, does not get caught by hay mowers. Well before the hay is ready to cut, the young plovers are a-wing and away. In farm country, the plover has only two real enemies, the gully and the drainage ditch. Perhaps we shall one day find that these are our enemies, too. There was a time in the early 1900s when Wisconsin farms nearly lost their immemorial timepiece, when May pastures greened in silence and August nights brought no whistled reminder of impending fall. Universal gunpowder plus the lure of plover on toast for post-Victorian banquets had taken too great a toll. The belated protection of the federal migratory bird laws came just in time. And that's the end of Back from the Argentine, Aldo Leopold's short essay on the upland sandpiper. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Thank you for listening.